Hello, Kira, and happy Thursday.
Hi, Abby.
Hi. Yes.
Good morning.
Surprise again. Okay, how are you?
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this number is, the signal is quite good.
Oh, I see. Is it okay for me to call your other number?
This is a different number from
yesterday. Oh, this is a new number. So,
yes.
How is it? Is it clearer?
I can hear you clearly. Yes.
Oh, can you hear me very clear now?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. I'm very happy to hear that. Yes. Okay, and I know that it's early morning there in your city today. So tell me something about your breakfast. Did you have your breakfast already?
Today is not my birthday.
Oh, no. It's Thursday. Yes, it's the day. It's Thursday. It sounds like birthday, but it's Thursday. T-H-U-R. Thursday. Yes, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right?
Okay, sorry.
I don't worry about it. Maybe I speak differently.
Actually, I worked very late last night.
Oh,
so,
really?
But it's fine. I don't know.
Yeah, you worked very late last night because I guess you have a lot of things to do.
Yes, because our company is doing a separation this week.
What is that? Can you tell me more about it?
Now we are in the same company.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
like the company will be divided.
Yeah, divided.
All right.
Two
companies. So, I guess that the employees are going to be separated, too.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a blow. I mean, it's did you expect it to happen?
not expecting, but it's okay for me.
Yeah.
I just think... whatever which company I will join,
you will still feel okay.
Yes.
And no matter what changes are going to happen in your company, as long as no one will be ripped off, like no one will be changed there, it'll be okay, right?
Yes.
Because you know what, changing company? Yes.
Sorry.
Yes, please do. Please continue.
Sorry, Amy. What's your question?
Oh, my question is, I do not have a question. What I say is that, as long as everyone is going to stay in your company, that would be great. Right?
Yes.
Everyone is going to stay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but there are many works I need to do.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a little tired.
Oh, you're very tired. Don't worry, tomorrow is Friday, so hopefully you will have your break.
Finally, it's fine.
Yes. Because some of my students, they do not have a break on weekends. They really need to go to work on weekends too. How about you? Do you need to go to work also on weekends?
I don't think so. I think this weekend I will be free.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, that's the most important thing. You know what? As long as you've been working hard for a week, and then you will have a break, and then you can have some time for your baby, right?
Yes. And I really need have rest.
Oh, of course. All right. So, for how long are you going to be busy? For how long?
Like 2 months.
For 2 months?
Yes.
Yes, yes, I see. Okay, so that would be until August?
Yes,
I see. So I really feel like you are a little bit tired, really. Don't worry about it. Weekend is going to come. Do you have any plans to do on that day?
Applying on...
plans, like, things that you want to do on weekends? Saturday
I know what is planned.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes? Do you plan to go to the mall or go to the park or watch a movie?
I don't know. Maybe see a movie or just stay at home.
Yes. You know what? Staying at home is the best. Because you can take some rest, right?
Yes, I really need to.
Yes, yes, you do. Okay, so now... Are you ready for our free talking topic for today?
Yes, but can we just
skip it?
The topic yesterday.
Yesterday. All right.
Yes, because I really worked very late last night, so I don't have.
Don't worry about it. Yes, it's okay. So we're supposed to talk about persuading kids to attend to school, right?
Yes.
Okay, so how about you, Kira? What are the reasons why some children refuse to go to school? Do you have any idea about it?
This is not an easy topic for me because I like to go to school when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh, really? You know what? I'm supposed to ask you about it. Like, since your baby is still 7 months old, I just want to ask you if did you have a hard time going to school? So you told me that no, there isn't any way that you will refuse.
Yes. Baby, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. How about you? Can you hear me?
Okay, it's okay now. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I played very well with my classmates. So I like to attend school, and I guess
wow.
I guess the children tend to attend school or be absent, depends on their environment, the learning environment.
Yes.
Do they get along well with their classmates or other teachers nice so that they can feel relaxed?
Very true. Yes.
I think the most important is does bullying happen among them?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bullying, well, if they are always bullied, well, I think going to school becomes a stressful thing for kids.
Yes. What can you say about bullying? Because you know what, back when we were younger, bullies are not being talked about so much, right?
Yes.
But nowadays, today specifically, a lot of people, a lot of parents are worried about their kids because of bullying. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, yes, I think bullying is both physical or psychological. Some children upgrade
Have you been bullied by some of your classmates back when you were younger?
No.
Yeah, very
no,
good.
No.
Yes,
you
do.
I was not that weak. I was not that weak when I was at school. So I think if kids are always bullied, maybe because they are they don't like communicate with others.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and they just stay at a corner in class. I mean, so the young the older kids will choose them to bully.
Yes, if you're bigger, you could be a bully, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And kids being bullied are always shy when they communicate with others. So I think it's a bad cycle. You're shy, then you are bullied, and then you then you don't like to talk to others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the parents' guidance are very necessary.
Yes, very true.
At that time.
And for the parents too, right?
Yes.
Yes, for the parents to guide the kids to do what's good and what's not good, right? So
yes.
We are very lucky that we have babies still. So we've got plenty of time to think about the things that we should do and not about things that we should have done when we were kids. So how about for my second question to you, because it says here that how are we going to convince kids to like school? Because sometimes some kids really do not want to go to school. So it's really difficult for us to convince them. My student told me yesterday that the only reason she would want to go to school is to have money, to get money from her parents. So what can you say about this?
Well, I don't think we can persuade children to attend school. Because they have their own ideas. We can't just tell them, well, it's very good to you to go to school, to play with others. That's not enough. What will parents do, in my opinion? We need to
We need to warn them?
We need to help them to join their peers, hold a party to invite their classmates or friends to come home, a thing like that.
To make them mingle or get along with other kids.
For them to give them
to
communicate.
Uh-huh.
I think that was that's what parents to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
we should do as parents.
Yeah, we should do.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
As parents and as an individual who would want our kids to at least become human. I mean, to become socially capable of making friends with others.
Yeah.
All right. So that sounds good that you love to go to school, because back when I was in my nursery times, I can still remember crying because I do not want to go to school. I think that it's the most difficult place in the world for me back then. But now that I get older, I am able to realize that studying is the best way to learn and to become a person, a better one. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
We need to tell kids that we are proud of them, and show their this pride in front of them. I mean, like them feel that.
Feel the way that they should feel. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what the parents can do.
We should exceed some effort to convince them, or maybe to inspire them.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much for those wonderful opinions about liking school in an early age, because you know what, there's no one who could support our kids but us parents, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So now that we are finished with our free talking topic, are you ready to continue with our book? I guess that we are going to start on your page, which is Interchange 2, right? By Jack D. Richards with Jonathan Hall and Susan Proctor. So with this page, we are going to start on page 2. As you can see, yes, Unit 1 talks about A Time to Remember. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
and getting to know you. I guess that I've known you yesterday because you've introduced yourself to me. And I know that you've got some interesting hobbies, too, and during your free time. So there are two pictures in here. The first one is Ted, and the other one is Anna. So the background of Ted is, could you tell me something about Ted's personality?
Ted likes sports.
Yes.
And she is
How about Ted?
After his college graduation.
Uh-huh.
He has finished his college. I think he's a sunny boy. See the picture.
Yes, very good. So he was born in Dallas, but he grew up in Los Angeles. How about you? Where were you born?
I was born in Beijing.
Mm-hmm. And you grew up in Beijing, too.
Yes, yes, Beijing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And also, what does it feel like, or what does it feel like to stay in Beijing? Can you tell me something about the place where you live in?
Actually, I from my born, I live in Beijing. Until now, I mean,
uh-huh.
I live in Beijing until now.
Uh-huh.
I really want to go. I want to try
mm-hmm.
to live in other cities to
uh-huh.
to feel the difference.
Environment.
Living environment. But I don't have that chance because
mm-hmm.
my parents are worried about. Were worried
yes,
about
yes. Uh huh. So you mean to say you studied in Beijing? You studied high school, middle school, and
yeah.
college.
yes,
that's so wonderful. Okay. yes, at least that maybe your parents just want you to like be safe and to know the place
yeah.
already.
Yes,
yes, that's the most important thing. Yes, you know parents are very overreacting sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they just want you to. They just want you to do. They just want us to be safe all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So, thank you again for your wonderful time today, Kira. I hope that I'm able to make you happy because it's very early in the morning, so I guess that you're still a bit tired from work. So, I'm going to call you again tomorrow for our Happy Friday.
Okay, okay. Thank
yes.
you, Abby.
Have a wonderful day to you. I'll call you tomorrow.
To you too. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.